We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ken, my body, I don't know if it can go on.
Slow
at this
down,
point.
Slow down, Jeremy. Take a deep breath.
It has been an entire week of beer week, and there hasn't been a single night that has gone by that I haven't had some sort of beers in the plural.
Or a single night where you haven't had to get up to go to the bathroom like every 3 hours.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, and our guest of honor tonight, the gentleman who brought the beers. We've got Derek and Jesus from Creative Creature in El Cajon.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us, man.
What anniversary is happening tomorrow?
It's our 400 day old. So technically it's a year, but it wouldn't have worked out with GABF right where it was at, so we have it the last week of beer week.
We're going to talk about your brewery. You guys, you took over the space that used to be...
Well, it was multiple brewers, actually. It was El Cajon Brewing Company before that, and then it was Urban Street Brewing.
So I love to judge a brewery by the first beer that they select for the program. You've picked El Cajones, and the can. Driving around in East County, you see this a lot. You see big lifted trucks with giant plastic nuts. This is a nod to, once again, your East County heritage, being an East County brewery, and it smells like a lager.
It's definitely a Mexican lager.
Yes!
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, for me, a Mexican lager, or any lager at that point, is, you can see if a brewery's good or not.
It is crystal clear. It's got this light straw hue to it. And what did you want when you created this beer?
No offense to a lot of Mexican lagers. They just taste pasteurized, and I get them. They taste amazing in Mexico. You get them here, they're not as good. So I just wanted to capture what you're going to get from, like, a classic Modelo or a classic Bohemia.
Bohemia,
that's
dude!
One of my favorite.
You guys, you're speaking love language at this point. This is actually really delicious.
It's really good.
I expected a little more carbonation on it, but I like the fact that it's not overly carbonated. It's still bright and refreshing and clean.
With that beer, we spun it, so it's got really, really finite bubbles. Carbonation is super fine. That's why it's so light.
You called it a spundit? Please elaborate.
So spunding is how Germans carbonate their beer. The end of fermentation, we close the cap off right at the end and let it capture some of that natural beauty. You know?
Oh, so that's why the bubbles are so fine.
Exactly.
Because you're like not just shooting it with CO2.
Yeah, we spun probably 75% of our beers. It's something we are very huge on and also saves a lot of money.
School.
So one beer, we are impressed. I take it this is going to be a year-round offering for you guys as core beer?
It's a staple, yeah.
Yes. And I know one song that we're going to put with this, and this is it. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Year and making beer like we've already tried so far, I am impressed.
Dude, they're spunding. Spunding away over there.
They taught me what the hell a spund was. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy, their San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright, and the guys from Creative Creature Brewing, Jesus, Derek, and their beer. But now, I want to talk to you guys about the name. Creative Creature. Is that a light bulb on your hat?
So when it first started, my partner Andy Robles and I originally were two completely different kind of guys, sort of like yin yang. And so we started thinking about it. This dude's a total creature. And we've been homebrewing together for years. And it became one of those things. Let's take a gas mask and a light bulb, mix them together. And we got Creative Creature.
Oh my God. I totally see it now. Now that you say that it's a gas mask
and a light bulb.
So I take it that's the Creative Creature is the two of you. You're the creative one. He's the creature.
That's how it started.
How did you guys meet? I mean, being that opposite.
He was dating my sister-in-law.
Was.
Sounds like there's a story there.
They're like best friends now.
I was going to say, that doesn't get weird at Christmas, does it?
Not anymore. If you knew Andy, you would understand.
Okay. So let's talk about the next beer. This is a collaboration you did with some local East County folks.
8% Hazy IPA. We did it with Blake Wilkie and Aaron Birdwell. They own Shreddy Life Clothing.
Beer's called, hence the name, Shreddy.
So another interesting hookup. How did you get together with an action sports clothing company?
You know what? He's local. He's based in El Cajon. Came by the brewery one day. We started talking, and it just one thing led to another. And here we are with what I think is a phenomenally good double hazy.
And you know what? That encapsulates the spirit of San Diego brewing right there.
It's not the fruit bomb I thought it was going to be. There's some dankness to this, but it's still really clean.
You get a little bit of, you know, grapefruit, a little bit of pine, but I still want it to taste like an IPA.
I don't know where you're hiding all the alcohol in this, because it doesn't taste boozy. It is real smooth. It's got a very full mouthfeel to it.
There is a decent, probably 20% oats in there. So a lot of body. I have a phenomenal head brewer that we've hired. His name's Brian Kelly, and he's been able to help me nail things down. And our whole model is to make beer different. We're not afraid to do a beer different than everybody else.
We're going to take a break and we come back. I've got some shreddy tunes to go along with this, and then we're going to do, oh my God, is that by the can alone, I guess we can't really talk about that, but I think this beer got you into a little bit of trouble, so we're going to loosely talk about this next one. Coming up on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour, it's Alt 94.9. Tonight is going by a lot faster than I thought it was going to be. I mean, it may be a combination of the company and the beer. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy and Ken. We've got Jesus and Derek from Creative Creature and El Cajon. You guys are celebrating your anniversary tomorrow. I guess we touched on it earlier, but we're going to talk about the party you're throwing tomorrow.
So we got the parking lot section off. We got a bunch of bands, four different bands that are coming out, some amazing bands, bunch of collab beers, over eight different collaboration beers that we made with other San Diego breweries.
Shout out East County. You know, before we move on from the shreddy beer and the collaboration we did with Blake Wilkie, we're currently one of two breweries in the city of El Cajon right now, the only brewery in downtown El Cajon. So we're open to doing collaborations, anything, any events that people want to throw. Our East County neighbors are more than welcome. You know, we want to just let people know that, hey, we're here. We want to embed ourselves in the community. We did a day old donuts beer with Mary's Donuts, who's a staple out in East County.
Oh yeah.
So shout out East County, El Cajon, Lakeside, Santee, everybody out that way.
Can I make a suggestion? Can you collaborate with the San Diego Justice Department for a jury duty session IPA that I can get when I'm on lunch and I'm going across the street?
That's not a bad call.
It's actually in the works. Loggers.
Loggers. Okay, so this next beer, speaking of Justice Department, I don't know how to approach talking about this beer. I will start with the name is Mango Machado Hazy IPA, and I know it got you in a lot of trouble or hot water with certain sports stuff, and I guess that's about as far as I can take it.
Yeah, we love sports.
I too am a big fan of sport.
On the can, you have a mango playing a sport.
Yes.
And I guess
that involves a wooden stick. That you swing.
Cricket.
What was the inspiration behind Mango Machado?
Well, first off, we're just huge San Diego fans in general and San Diego sport fans. So led to something, you know, and we didn't know that what we were doing was wrong at the time. And, you know, so it started that way. So yeah.
But I didn't know.
The color alone.
I am struck by the color.
Yeah.
I feel like this should be served on a stick with some tahini sprinkled on it.
Dude, it's actually delicious with tahini.
There has got to be a metric butt ton of mango in this beer.
We like to experiment with malts, so we get this color pretty close, but there is as quote-unquote, buttload of mangoes in this beer.
Can you tell me how many pounds per barrel?
At least 16.
That is a lot of mango, and you get a lot of that in the flavor, but it could have gone a bunch of different ways. And when I saw Mango Machado Hazy Double IPA, I thought, all right, basically going to be a mango punch in the face with hops. You've managed to find a really, really tight balance between the fruit, the hops, and the beer, and not one overpowers the other, which makes it really, really drinkable at 8.5%.
It starts off as, you know, a hazy at double IPA, and then we taste it, and we figure out, okay, it needs X amount of mangoes to balance this out. And we've been making it enough to where we figured out to where we can hit a home run.
Yeah, I'd say you knocked this one out of the park.
This would be a home run IPA.
This is gotcha.
With that,
I'll tell you what, you keep talking. You keep serving me this beer, Jerry.
I'm going to turn his mic off while I play this song.
We're getting to first base tonight, baby!
Oh, you're at least at second.
And we will come back with more on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. Did you see the cans that they brought tonight?
They're pretty.
They are really good-looking cans. This is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9 tonight, drinking with Jesus and Derek from Creative Creature in El Cajon. You'll find them around the corner of Main and Magnolia, conveniently across from the courthouse. And they make fantastic beers. We've had the Mango Machado Hazy Double IPA, the Shreddy Hazy Double IPA, and El Cajones, their Mexican-style lager. But no, seriously, the art you have, I think it plays into not only the name of the brewery, but there's also a really cool local aspect to it. You guys aren't doing the art. You guys are having local artists do the art.
Yeah. Like the Mango Machado was done by Ramiro Ortiz, Kat Romero. She did the Perplexion art, and they're all local artists. It helps you know, raise awareness of their skills. We have literally one of the most amazing art scenes in the world.
Do you have a tasting room that you could do like an art show in?
Yeah, we've done a couple different art shows and things like that in the brewery.
If we want to keep up with, like, I don't know, you have your anniversary this weekend. If we wanted more details on that or any events, what's the best way to find you guys out there?
www.creativecreaturebrewing.com. But to be honest with you, at Creative Creature Brewing on Instagram and on Facebook is the best ways. It's most changed and updated.
Wait, you said Perplexion IPA a minute ago. That's the beer we're drinking next. This one, Jesus warned me of when he was pouring my glass. He says, I'm going to give Ken the big pour on this one. This is a beastly IPA. I take it, since we've had two doubles and it's clear, this got to be a triple, right?
Yeah, might as well.
We've stepped up the alcohol. We've gone from 8.5% to what?
10.
Double digits, baby.
And let's not forget, you guys got to get up early for our party tomorrow.
I mean, 10 o'clock is not that early.
Oh.
You want to start on 10.
Yeah.
Our whole plan was to do some at the end of Beer Week. If you come tomorrow, you're going to see beers that we did collabs with Chula Vista Brewing Company, Three Punks, Home Brewing Company, Hess Brewing Company.
Wow.
We have Black Market Brewing Company is going to be there. Original 40 will be there. Dark Horse.
So now tell me, when you put Perplexion together, how perplexing was it to fill up your mash tun with more grain than it can hold and make beer?
Well, basically, we yield about maybe 60%.
Wow.
It's not a cost-efficient beer, that's for sure.
Oh, but my God, it is so good.
Thank you.
I was expecting something that more along the lines of like 120-minute IPA, where it's real sticky and it's real
heavy.
Yeah,
this is not boozy at all.
No, it needs to be drinkable.
Boy, and it's got that nice bitterness on the finish.
But you don't get it until like all the beer is gone. Like if you took a sip and then followed it with another sip, you would never know that bitterness was there until you actually, you know, stop to talk to somebody.
Get another shout out to my sorcerer, the Brian Kelly.
Dude, that guy's a wizard.
He wears wizard shorts too.
Yeah. Really?
Wizard low shorts.
Cut. Yeah, he might have them on tomorrow.
And a cabbie hat.
So
all the time.
If you guys see a sad boy wearing short wizard shorts,
you know,
you know it's like Brian.
I imagine this is only something that comes out every once in a while, special kind of anniversary releases.
Yeah, it's usually, we were planning on doing it once a year.
This is a fantastic beer. Honestly, out of the four we've had tonight, this is a must try just for anybody who doesn't believe you can pack so much alcohol in a beer that doesn't taste boozy or isn't stringently bitter or sweet. Dude, you killed it.
Appreciate it.
All right, we're going to take a break. We come back. I don't know how you're going to finish this because every beer has been better than the last, but we're going to try. That's next. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. While we secretly discuss Derek's next rap venture as Lil Italy, it is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. And we've got Creative Creature and El Cajon in the house, Jesus and Derek, who have been absolutely dazzling us with some of their finest tonight. Perplexion Triple IPA, the Mango Machado Hazy Double IPA, Shreddy Hazy Double IPA, and El Cajones Mexican Style Lager. All these beers, I highly recommend you go and try, especially tomorrow at their little parking lot soiree that they're going to be doing for their 400th day or 1 year anniversary. And you handed me this glass when we were off air. I love it. It's got your cool little light bulb gas mask logo on it.
Thank you.
Gold. And this is the glass you get for the anniversary celebration tomorrow?
Yeah, you get a gold, real gold-plated tech.
Wait, people get to keep
you
that
get to keep
glass?
It. That's what we're giving you.
Come out, hang out with us, party with us.
Well, that is home.
You buy tickets
right
online. $949 will get you $5 off.
$5.
It's $20 entry fee. That's a good saving.
Heck
like,
yeah.
It's like you're basically buying the glass and getting a party.
What is the last beer we're going to finish off with tonight?
So the last beer we got is PJR. It's a...
PJR?
PJR.
It's got a rose on the can. What the
it's
hell?
Got a rose. So,
is that what I'm smelling in this beer?
A lot of rose. We actually dry hopped it. And we finished it on the bright with roses. Rose buzz,
whoa,
rose hips.
Why roses?
What? So this is a
different
collaboration beer we did with the Pussy Jones Review.
Okay.
It's a band that's going to headline our anniversary going on at 5 o'clock. If you haven't heard of them, they're phenomenal. He wanted to do a beer, and he's like, I want to do something that nobody's ever done. So we said, why don't we dry hop and make a beer with roses? Sour IPA.
Ken, have you tried this yet?
No, I can't stop huffing it.
First
smell it.
There's so much going on in this beer that you could have almost named this beer Perplexion, because you've got taste buds are going crazy. You're smelling the roses. It's ridiculous.
What are you doing? What are you using to sour this beer with? Because there's almost like a lacto element to it.
Definitely lactobacillus.
Yeah, it's that clean tart yogurtiness.
Yeah.
Shout out to my boy Siggy's.
Dude, that rose petal finish. That's crazy.
I'm just trying to, literally, my brain is going.
Yeah, I know. This is like sensory overload.
Now this has me interested. This has me wanting to go check out the party tomorrow, try some more of your beers, see some of the other collaborations you've done, because this is truly like thinking outside the box, a sour IPA with roses. And it's not weird. It tastes really good.
Appreciate it. So we did an export stout with Three Punks, a rum barrel aged. It's phenomenal with coconut. And it's one of those beers that I've never seen it before in the United States. So for me, it was
exciting. It's one of my favorite styles.
Is it really? Anything it is. Ivan touches is absolute gold. So, I mean, come on. If it comes out of Three Punks, it's magic.
You know, he's touched me before.
Oh,
Mr. Sinelenis.
Ken, the music's playing. It must mean we're done.
Good thing.
Creative Creature, thank you guys for coming tonight. Thanks for bringing these amazing beers. I cannot wait to see what comes out of you guys next. And we will see you tomorrow at your anniversary.
Sweet.
See you
guys next. Thanks for having me.
So here's something you only get on the podcast version of the Rock and Roll Happy Hour.
This is your special.
It started a couple weeks ago when Ken and I were decompressing after a Rock and Roll Happy Hour. We just sat around the board and kind of chatted for a little bit. This thought came to your brain and said, what if we start going through some of the bottles that I have in my cellar? Because as beer nerds, we collect. We collect, we collect, we collect, we collect.
Faster than we can drink them.
Yeah, it's, as we found out from the first bottle that we popped on What's Creeping in Ken's Closet.
Yes. That was not a winner.
That was, I forgot, that was Cuvée de Tommy.
That was the Cuvée de Tommy from 2008.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are two categories of beer you can age. You can age either a very high ABV beer, like a barley wine or a imperial stout, or you can age a wild beer. But if you're aging a wild beer, as I did, beware, because some of those oxygen-loving yeasts and bacteria are going to put out flavors that really mix better with olive oil and Parmesan than
that was a straight-up vinaigrette.
It was.
And,
it was indeed.
We ended up dumping that entire bottle after we both took a sip. So today we're going to roll the dice on a bottle that has no date on it.
It's somewhere between 5 and 10 years old, I think.
I love being your guinea pig, Ken.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's closer to 10.
So what is the beer?
This is Alpine Beer Company Great. It is a barrel-aged barley wine.
So that would put it pre-involvement with Green Flash when Alpine was still cranking out beer.
Oh, yeah,
in
well
the north.
Before.
Yeah,
well before. In fact, I think I picked up this bottle when I was doing beer classes.
Oh, my God.
Probably about 10 years ago, maybe. and again, I've just been abusing it in my pantry in Escondido, so.
You've got your beer key handy.
I do.
And you got a microphone there. Might want to pull a glass over just in case you have to move it
in.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
This could go either way. Oh, I heard a little hiss
in
there.
Yeah, I heard a little.
There was something
to it.
There was
a little fss of CO2.
Which
that's
promising because this, you said the stout clocks in at what, 14%?
This barley wine.
Oh, it's
is,
barley wine. That's
it's
right.
It's barley wine. It's it was already aged in a bourbon barrel for 12 months when I got it. So it clocks in at 14%.
That's just being aged in a glass bottle.
Yes, and you know when you age it in a bourbon barrel, it picks up on the lovely flavors of the bourbon barrel, and when you let it sit in a bottle, it just basically kills sharp flavors and hopefully nothing else.
I will tell you, the color is a brilliant kind of toffee color. A slight amount of carbonation to it.
Yeah, it's like a dark caramel.
Yeah, the nose is everything I would expect from a barrel-aged barley wine. It's got that coffee, caramel, toffee smell to it.
A lot of vanilla and toffee, and no salad dressing. We have a winner.
Wow. Okay. That's still got a lot of flavor in it. I can taste some amount of where if you had let this sit for another 5 years or so, it would probably be undrinkable.
It would pick up on the umami notes and taste more and more like soy sauce.
Yeah, because you get just the slightest hint of that, which I think
and it's heavily oxidized.
You can get the oxidation in it, but
that's not a bad thing with like a barley wine because it gives you sort of a more nutty sort of smooth flavor.
It definitely is round.
It is round.
I'm afraid that the two of us sitting here.
It's only 12 ounces.
Oh, it's 6 ounces of 14% apiece.
After the creature come. Who are those people anyway?
After the creature show we just did? Oh my goodness. Well, okay then.
All right. Well, this boy, that that toffee really lingers.
Mm-hmm.
This is quite delicious, actually.
further proof that barley wines you can use, abuse, and still pop open 10 years later and drink and have it actually be something that you would want to finish the bottle on.
Yeah.
You're one for one, Ken.
Woohoo!
All right, we'll
even
see.
Even Steven.
We'll see you next week and see what else you bring out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.